Vince Dragonetti, he's on the end, other end of our line. I almost gave you another job.
And I get it. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well this morning. What do you think about Meyer wanting to take those little free newspapers that we see all over, including the not-so-little Lansing City Pulse? Is it your job to get involved in that?
It's not a county commissioner's job to get involved in this at all. This is a private business decision, and we have other things to do. We have other charges that we're supposed to do for the taxpayers. That is not our job. It's between Meyer and these other free newspapers, and that's exactly the objective, is what they're trying to do. For whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, but it's not our job to get in the middle of that. We've got other things to do. We have time to take on more serious matters that involve the county. That's what we're paid to do. That's what we're elected to do.
Well, there are some of your cohorts on the commission that disagree with you because they are becoming involved.
Yeah, I heard that. It came out of, I think, County Services last week, and I read it over the weekend when I got an update for our Tuesday's meeting. And, you know, this is a free country, and that's why they lay things on the table. But there's things that now and then get laid on the table that is really none of our business. You know, why is it we have to, are we going to go to gas stations and talk to them about what kind of other products that they could stick in there? Are we going to go to other stores in here? Are we going to go to doctor's office and tell them what they can have in their office, not what they can offer for services? It's none of our business.
Well, Burl Swartz, who's the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse, disagrees with you on the program last week. He came on and told me that he believes that it is everyone's business because a lot of folks get their community news, their community information from these publications that are put there, and Myers has thousands and thousands of people walk through their doors, so he believes they are providing a community service.
Well, it's a community service, but it's not the county commissioner's job to get involved in this. What the words he's using, if that's what he said about community service, there's a whole lot of things that he would do, or I would do, or you would do as a community service. But it's not up to me or you or the county commissioners to tell he or Meyer what they can and can't do with each other. That is a private business decision. And yes, he probably does. I mean, I read his paper. I don't get it there, as a matter of fact. I get to Meyer about once a week. I get it someplace else. My understanding, it will probably still be at these other locations out there, probably more locations. It'll probably just be a little harder for his company or the company he contracts with to find other locations, but the point is it will still be out there. I know in some of the smaller township areas, I think they have five or six of his, you know, papers come in a week because, you know, they're small locations. I understand that. I understand his position, too. I mean, this is part of his distribution network.
The Ingham County Board of Commissioners' next meeting should be interesting. Where do you think the agenda will put what to do with the Road Commission?
The Road Commission, it's not on. I haven't went through. I don't think it's there yet at this point because County Services Subcommittee, they have to formally go through that stage. Right now, tomorrow's meeting is a meeting of the whole, so that's not really on the agenda at this point. My guesstimate, it's probably similar stage as it was in the past 6-7 days. It's probably at the controller's office where they are making, you know, final plans to say this is the position, this is the stages it'll take for the takeover. So right now, you know, it'll start moving, you know, as it started a couple, 3 weeks ago, but now it has to be done carefully to make sure it's done correctly, to protect the taxpayers, to protect the employees, and, you know, to make sure we don't have a lot of glitches going along the way.
Vince, before it's shut down, do you have to have everything in place for the takeover by the county, or will it be shut down first and then you move forward?
It'll be simultaneous, is my assumption. I mean, I don't think we can shut it down and try to. It's going to have to be a simultaneous, is that we're going to have to make sure everything is done. And there may be some handovers of certain things going on that maybe are minor to the day-to-day operations that won't hurt the actual operations, but I don't know for sure.
All right, the next budget, where does it stand?
Budget right now, we're not in budget discussions at this point. The key thing that's going on involving the budget are labor contracts. There's 16 labor contracts, and so that's part of the budget. But the total budget, you know, that's... You know, that's passed at this point, but part of the key budget for, you know, next year is what happens to these labor contracts.
With the 16 meetings that you're going to have with unions to try and get those contracts taken care of, are you asking for concessions? You're going to hold fast? Where does that stand?
The budget did build in some concessions. You know, some have to do with health care, some has to do with, you know, wages, some has to do with step increases. And, you know, all these are things that have been built in for a long time. We heard about a month ago, almost all the unions came in at one particular meeting that I thought was supposed to be a planning meeting and ended up being strictly 100% meeting of the union leaders of most of the unions coming in to speak about their position. The problem I had with that meeting is I didn't know that was going to go on, but I heard, you know, 8 or 9 different stories on what they thought they were going to be bargaining. So I couldn't take a firm stand even sitting there because you never know what went on in those meetings. You don't know what they read or did not read. You didn't know what their posturing was. So it was one of those I thought, well, it was educational because I did understand. But I did find out we had 8 different points of view of what they thought could be concessions or what they, you know, what their stance would be to not do this. And a couple of them said, we do understand it. You know, they're very understanding, a few of them, to, you know, see that we do have some problems here. I talked to a couple people privately, and I scratched my head as I looked at one fellow. I forgot his name, and he didn't fully understand the budget deficit. He said, well, yeah, but it'll be better in 2 or 3 years. I said, well, how can you guarantee that? It hasn't been better the past 2 or 3 behind us. I said, but yes, hopefully it will get better, but we have to bargain what's going on, what we know today. So I feel there has to be a lot of education going on. But I had a, you know, neutral feeling when I left. I didn't feel that they were, you know, all ready to, you know, go in there and say no to everything. I didn't feel that, you know, very many, of course, were ready to say, oh, yeah, we're going to give in, because, you know, they have to make sure they do what's best for their membership, and I see that.
Over the weekend on your website, I saw that you posted that the Michigan Tea Party leaders endorsed Mitt Romney. I happened to talk with Gene Klim for the Michigan Tea Party Alliance. He said that isn't so.
Was on the ones that is posted. There's about 6 or 7 that I saw in there. It is not all of them. It is 6 or 7 key ones. I think it's primarily the Detroit area at this point.
All right, Vince, before I let you go, should there be a casino in Lansing?
In the city of Lansing?
Yes.
In the location that they're looking at, I'm not pleased with, but I'm not a city person, so I don't have a vote in this. But I think for people that are so highly concerned about, you know, the lower income people, trying to help these people out, making sure we don't tax these people, look at the location they're going to sit that in. And that's the thing that I look at and say, who's going to be attracted almost on a daily basis to go there? And if you look at the population that lives within a mile and a half of that, we're sitting it right in the middle of these people that we're trying to make sure as a society that we don't try to tax more or hurt more in any way, but they're planning it right there.
Yeah, but Vince, people drive to Mount Pleasant, they drive to Battle Creek, they drive to Detroit. Those casinos are in areas similar, I would say, especially the ones in Detroit.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I wouldn't say the Mount Pleasant anywhere near the type of area. You know, the Mount Pleasant one is outside of the area. But you can tie into that as one of the more serious problems they have at Mount Pleasant are college students. And, yes, they do drive to it. But we're planning it like within a mile of people that don't have much money at all. They only have to drive. You know, they're just going to be walking down there. I mean, I don't think this is a real – I'm not against casinos. I could tell you the casino thing is like putting aquariums in. If you read about aquariums around the country the past 5, 10 years, this has been a big deal. You know, the cities and municipalities are putting these in, and the fact is more and more of them are losing money because there's too many of them. Well, how many casinos do we have in Michigan right now? I think there's, what, 35, 40, 45 or so? And Mount Pleasant laid off people about 2 years ago, you know, partly due to the economy and partly due to there's more competition. This particular casino, my understanding is that the deal has been made for one of the smallest percentages in the state that the city will get. I don't know if that's true. I only read it in one point. But its concept sounds like it's a good idea, but that location to me is not a very good location at all.
Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thanks so much, Vince.
Thanks, Tony.